Hey there, y'all. We'll get to that episode that you pressed play on in just a second, but I wanted to make sure you knew that the club is opening again for new members next Tuesday, April 30th. The club is a virtual community of parents of kids with big, baffling behaviors and vulnerable nervous systems, and you can read all about it over at robingoble.com/the club. If you already get emails from me, you'll get a message on the 30th reminding you that the club is open. Otherwise, set yourself a calendar reminder to go to robingoble.com/the club next Tuesday, the 30th. Alrighty, let's get to that show you're waiting for.
Why, hello there. Fancy meeting you here this morning. I'm releasing this short little bonus episode because I was reviewing the welcome videos for all the new members in the club. And as I was rewatching these videos I'd made months ago, I was so struck. I had this like lightning bolt moment where I realized I had to share this video in particular with everyone. Like, I couldn't keep it just for club members. I wanted everyone to hear what's in this video. So if you don't know, the club is a virtual community for parents of kids impacted by trauma. And then, of course, the professionals, helpers, healers, and educators who support them and care for them and love on them, right? So the club offers, of course, like some really great trauma-informed education, because I know that parenting and caring for kids impacted by trauma is baffling, overwhelming, confusing. But the club really is just so much more than a place for more trauma-informed education. It's a place for you to show up and be seen and welcomed and to see and welcome everyone else, all the other club members. My 15 years of experience, both as a therapist and in therapy, taught me something profoundly important about the healing journey. There are these three key components that don't have to only be offered in the therapy room. And I'm not saying that what happens in the therapy room is reduced down to only these three components. It's just that I identified these three really important, frankly, they feel like really crucial components to me. And these three components don't have to be restricted to only what happens in the therapy room. So the first one is information and education about the brain, how it works, and how all behaviors make sense. When we know why we're doing what we're doing, or we know why we're feeling what we're feeling, even if we're ashamed of those behaviors or feelings or thoughts or sensations, when we understand them and understand where they're coming from, it's begins to reduce the shame. And this is a really important piece of the healing journey. The second really important piece is receiving connection and co-regulation. So obviously, folks coming into the therapy room, right? A vital part of that therapy is the safety, the connection, the co-regulation. It's not the only parts in the therapy room that are important, but they're crucial parts. And again, these aren't parts that we have to keep, you know, hidden and tucked away inside the therapy room, right? Therapists don't own the rights to connection and co-regulation for sure. And then the third piece, you know, in my own reflections about these kind of non-negotiable parts of my own healing journey, as well as reflecting on the healing journeys and experiences of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and families I've worked with over the years, is offering connection and co-regulation. Having the commitment to yourself and to others to show up in a way that reflects to them their own goodness, right? And so definitely as a therapist, that's what I was doing, right? Like I was going to therapy to receive connection co-regulation. Then I was showing up in the office and offering connection co-regulation and really having my feet held to the flames to live my truth that I believed everybody had infinite worth. In every unfolding moment, we're all doing the very best that they could. And that part, the fact that I was being required to show up every day, live that truth and offer that truth to other people, that was this crucial part of my own healing journey. So I took all of these three parts, the kind of education and understanding about the brain and why we do what we do, the receiving of connection and co-regulation, and the offering of co-regulation and connection. And out of those three important pieces, I created the foundations of the club. So what happens when new people join the club is that you read what I call the club manifesto and agree to it. So why? Like, why is it important for all club members to agree to this manifesto? And what even is the manifesto? That's what I'm going to share with you today in this bonus episode of the podcast. So what you're about to listen to is the audio of one of the welcome videos that all club members receive when they first join the club. We would love for you to join us in the club, but if you don't, I hope that just hearing this manifesto, this moment, as you hear this video and you hear me read the manifesto and you hear me talk about the different parts of the manifesto and why they're so important, I hope even just this little bonus podcast episode offers you a bit of regulation. The club is open for new members from March 28th through April 1st. And I'm not exaggerating when I say, like, we are waiting for you. We are waiting and open and excited to see who is going to join us and how those new people, how maybe you are going to impact each of us and how we are going to have the opportunity to impact you. So I think if you take just 7 more minutes and listen to me read this manifesto, you'll be glad. I think it's going to impact you. If you're listening to this bonus podcast episode and you're already one of the founding members of the club, I encourage you to listen to it again and just have a little reminder, a little touchstone into remembering that you are surrounded by people in the club who believe in your infinite worth. Enjoy. All right, let's talk a little bit about the club manifesto and why I created it. The manifesto was posted on the webpage where you originally read about and then ultimately signed up to be here in the club. And I want to remind you about the manifesto before we go any further, as this is a really important part of creating the culture in the club that will truly offer you the connection and the co-regulation that you're looking for. Here's what the manifesto says. Regulated, connected kids who feel safe behave well. Not perfect, but like kids, right? Pushing boundaries, messing up, just like all humans. Regulated, connected parents who feel safe parent the way that they want to. Not perfect, with plenty of opportunities to mess up and then make it right again, just like all humans. Compassionate boundaries have a place in connection-based, brain-based parenting. We will learn how to set them with each other and with our kids. Hard things are less hard when we do them with other people, even with strangers and even virtually, according to social baseline theory. We come to know who we are through the eyes of the other.
we need people who will reflect back to us our infinite worth. And in every moment, we are all doing the absolute very best that we can. Your child, everyone in the club, and you. Everyone has infinite worth. Your child, everyone in the club, and you. Changing how we see people changes people. We are all simply perfectly imperfect and overflowing with infinite worth. The brain changes and heals in relationship. My brain changes because of you, and your brain changes because of me and the club. Let's talk for a minute about why the manifesto is so important. And it's definitely not because I am interested in any way, shape, or form of controlling what you believe. What I'm interested in, though, is creating a space for you to know that everyone else in the club believes those things. All these people here believe in your infinite worth. They believe that when you are regulated, connected, and feeling safe, that you're parenting the way that you want to, right? They believe that if you aren't parenting the way that you want to, that there must be something going on. The same way we all believe this about our kids. They believe that you're always doing the very best that you can. And they believe that when we change how we see people, for example, as having infinite worth and always doing the very best that they can, that this changes people because the brain changes inside relationship. So I created the club based on my belief that bringing people together in a group who believe all of the things in the manifesto is what is actually going to be the most important part of the club. It's going to create the foundation. You will have proof. Every time you think about the club, you will have proof that people believe in your infinite worth. And they believe this even when you are struggling to believe in your own infinite worth. Being in close relationship with somebody who believed that I was always doing the very best that I could, that when I did bad, and believe me, I did and I do, that it wasn't because I was broken or bad or inherently flawed. Being in a relationship with a person who believed this changed my life. That person could see through my behavior, acknowledge it for what it was, and sometimes it was bad, like really bad, but also that behavior didn't define me, and it was just information about what was happening for me. That relationship truly changed my life. There came a point where I had to believe that I wasn't the only one outlying variable of people in the world who have infinite worth and who are always doing the very best they can. I couldn't believe that I was the only one where that wasn't true, that I was indeed overflowing with infinite worth, and also that sometimes I acted bad and sometimes even very bad. This is the gift I want the club to give you, and that you are going to play an active role in giving to others, because that is the other side of what changed my life. Sitting in that therapist chair for 15 years, where I was completely committed to the belief of everyone else's infinite worth. I believe that all true selves are lovable. And it was so easy for me to see this, and so easy for me to believe this, and so easy for me to give this to the people who are walking through the doors of my office. The people who are walking through and bringing me the parts of them that they believed actually were the worst parts of them. And because I believed this, and I believed it enough to give it, eventually I had to come face to face with the fact that if I was going to believe this about everyone else, I had to believe it about myself. I had to have this truth reflected to me. And then I had to have the responsibility of reflecting it to others. When we're dysregulated, it's very hard to hold on to believing in the manifesto. And that's okay. You don't have to. That's what the rest of us are for. It's unlikely we will all be exceptionally dysregulated all at the same time. Thank goodness, right? There will always be some of us in the club who can keep our anchor into the manifesto and hold it for you. That is co-regulation. And sometimes you'll stay anchored in the manifesto and you'll offer it for others, right? That is co-regulation. It's less about how we behave or what we say, right? And even more about the implicit truth of just knowing that everybody here, everybody in the club believes this. It changes how we see people and each other. And that changes us and each other. So that's why it feels so important to me that we all truly take a moment to say, yes, I'm here because I believe in this manifesto. Everyone knows that everyone else here believes it. And eventually we're all going to believe it about ourselves.
Gosh, I mean, even for me, just listening to this again is such a relief. We really truly are waiting for you over in the club. I mean, I'm just beyond thrilled to imagine that there is a place that does what this manifesto says. I laid the groundwork, but the club members have brought it to life, and you get to be a part of that. The club is open for new members until April 1st. So don't wait too long to head over to robingoble.com/the club and sign up. And yes, it's a space centered on and created for parents and caregivers, but we welcome all the professionals and helpers who want to join us. In the club, professionals are also receiving co-regulation and connection and trauma-informed education, right? All the same experiences that parents and caregivers are getting, of course. But professionals are also getting the best education I can imagine about how to best work with and support parents of kids impacted by trauma. And I tell you what, we need more of you. The parents in the club need more of you. So we would love to have you. robingoble.com/the club. We're open for new members until April 1st. I'll see you over in the club.
Are you ending this episode with maybe a big sigh of relief? Like, yes, finally, someone gets me and my kids. But also maybe a sense of like, okay, but now what? All right, y'all, I've got lots of possible now whats. If you want to connect with me directly, like pick my brain, have access to me almost every day, not to mention hundreds of other parents from around the world who totally get what it's like to be you, then you're going to want to join us in the club. We have monthly live events, including groups for siblings of dysregulated kids, a huge video library with something like 80 or 90 videos, plus transcripts and certificates of completion. Plus, of course, a very active forum that I'm participating in every single day. We open for new members periodically, so go check robingoble.com/the club. If we aren't open now, you can put yourself on the waiting list and I'll let you know the moment we open for new members. That's robingoble.com/the club. Now, if you're a professional and you want to strengthen your capacity to work with the families of kids with big baffling behaviors and vulnerable nervous systems, plus use all of my materials, including a 12-module course that follows raising kids with big baffling behaviors, plus be included in an online searchable directory so families all over the world could find you, then you're looking for Being With, which is my year-long immersive training program that runs January through December. So you'll want to go to robingoble.com/beingwith, read all about it. And if you're interested, put yourself on that waiting list too. Now, if you just maybe need a little extra connection and co-regulation, but don't feel like you need to join the club, then you can just keep listening to my podcast, or you could go subscribe to my Start Here podcast, and that'll give you 10 episodes in order that will take you through cultivating a great foundation of parenting with regulation, connection, and felt safety. That's at robingoble.com/start here. You have to go there. You can't just find it in your podcast app. Or you could get yourself a copy of Raising Kids with Big Baffling Behaviors, paper book, audio book, ebook. You can get that anywhere books are sold. Or you could just head to my website, download one of my very many free resources. I keep them all really easy to access at robingoble.com/free resources. Webinars, masterclasses, ebooks, infographics, all sorts of stuff. Go check it out. See what of those things could be supportive of you or maybe to the other adults in your life who are helping support you and your child. There are just so many ways that you and I could be more connected, and you can get the amount of co-regulation and support that you need. If it feels like a lot to remember, all you have to do is go to robingoble.com and take your time clicking around, seeing what I got there. I am so, so glad you and I are connected now, and I can't wait to be with you again soon in our next episode of the Baffling Behavior Show. Bye-bye, y'all.